Chapter 19, Guinevere's Trial. When Lancelot went missing, a great sadness came over Camelot. Most people thought that he had been killed in the battle. A few hoped he had somehow lost his memory and was alive. Guinevere was heartbroken, though she didn't show it. She turned in on herself and became quiet. She didn't laugh any more, and sometimes when Arthur spoke to her, it seemed that she didn't hear him. To try and forget about Lancelot, Guinevere filled her time with work. She visited the cottages of people who were poor and sick, and made sure they had enough money to buy food and medicine. But nothing could take the thought of Lancelot from her mind, and in the end her good deeds were turned against her. Without Lancelot, the glory of the Round Table faded. Many knights had been killed in the battle against Lucius, and they were replaced by young men. Their hero was Mordred. He taught them about gunpowder and cannon. They copied his ideas, and they even copied the way he dressed, wearing black clothes and suits of armour that bristled with spikes. Mordred was Morgana's eyes and ears in Camelot. Through him, she was able to spread the poison of her evil. The knights of the Round Table no longer spoke their minds face to face. They met in secret dark corners or whispered behind their hands. Mordred made sure that most of the whispering was about Guinevere. Arthur knew nothing about the rumours, but he sensed that something was wrong in Camelot, and he talked about it to Kay, Sir Ector, and Gawain. "It's these young knights," said Sir Ector. "They talk back and snigger and show no respect for their elders." "The world is changing," said Kay. "I don't like the changes any more than you do, Father, but they can't be stopped." "It hasn't been the same since we lost Lancelot," sighed Sir Ector. "He was the best of us." "Yes," agreed Arthur. "If only I could be sure of what happened to him." "Why not send some young knights on a quest to find out?" suggested Gawain. The more Arthur thought about Gawain's idea, the better it seemed. He called a meeting of the Round Table, and when everyone was seated, he talked about the quest for Lancelot. "So," Arthur said, "who wants to set out on this quest?"
"Not I," said Mordred.
"Sir Lancelot is dead, my lord. Treason killed him, and the traitor is still here in Camelot." "What do you mean?" cried Arthur. Mordred pointed at Guinevere. "The queen used magic to drive Sir Lancelot mad, and his madness drove him to seek his own death in battle." Some knights jumped to their feet, shouting that Mordred was right. Others shouted in support of Guinevere, and for a while there was chaos in the hall. Then Arthur drew Excalibur. The blade flashed like lightning, and there was silence. Arthur was angrier than anyone had ever seen him. His voice was choked with rage when he spoke. "Do you dare to accuse the queen of witchcraft?" he asked Mordred. "I do, and I call her to answer my charge in front of the Round Table," Mordred replied. "Very well," said Arthur. "And when she has answered it, Mordred, you and I shall meet in a fight to the death." Guinevere had to stand and listen while Mordred accused her of dreadful things. He called poor villagers to speak against her, saying that after she visited people, they died. One woman said that she'd seen Guinevere dressed in green, dancing in the moonlight, holding what looked like an animal above her head. When Mordred had finished speaking, Arthur put Excalibur on the Round Table and told Guinevere to place her right hand on the hilt. "I swear on this sword that I am not a witch," Guinevere said. "I never danced in the moonlight. If people died after I visited them, I'm sorry, but it wasn't my fault." Arthur breathed a sigh of relief and turned on Mordred. "As for you," he began, but Mordred interrupted him. "Let the queen also swear that she and Lancelot were never in love. Let her swear that Lancelot wasn't mad with love for her when he last left Camelot." Guinevere's eyes grew wide. She opened her mouth as though to speak, then closed it again. "Guinevere," said Arthur, "tell them it's not true." "I can't," said Guinevere, and though she spoke quietly, her voice filled the hall. "I say the queen is guilty of treason and witchcraft," shouted Mordred. "She must be burned at the stake." Guinevere hardly heard what he said. All she noticed was the hurt in Arthur's eyes.